Load dish 10.5. Acari Aldic transcription activator and repressors. As in E. coli, the various transcription control elements found in eukaryotic DNA are binding sites for transacting regulatory proteins. In this section, we discuss the identification, purification, and structures of these transcription factors, which function as activators and repressors of eukaryotic protein-coding genes. Our discussion focuses on activators, as these have been studied most extensively. Biochemical and genetic techniques have been used to identify transcription factors. In yeast, Drosophila, and other genetically tractable eukaryotes, classical genetic studies have identified genes encoding transcription factors. However, in mammals and vertebrates, which are less amenable to such genetic analysis, most transcription factors have been identified by biochemical purification. Biochemical isolation of transcription factors. Once a DNA regulatory element has been identified by the kinds of mutational analyses described in the previous section, it can be used to identify cognate proteins that bind specifically to it. In this approach, an extract of cell nuclei is subjected to several chromatographic steps, figure 10.35. Fractions are assayed by NAS-AI footprinting or an electrophoretic mobility shift assay using DNA fragments containing the identified regulatory element, see figures 10.6 and 10.7. Fractions containing protein that binds to the regulatory element in these assays probably contain a putative transcription factor, figure 10.35b. A powerful technique commonly used for the final step in purifying transcription factors is sequence-specific DNA affinity chromatography, a particular type of affinity chromatography, section 3.5. As a final test, the ability of the isolated protein to stimulate transcription of a template containing the corresponding protein binding sites is assayed in an in vitro transcription reaction, figure 10.36. Once a transcription factor is isolated, its partial amino acid sequence can be determined and used to clone a gene or cDNA encoding it, as outlined in Chapter 7. The isolated gene can then be used to test the ability of the encoded protein to stimulate transcription in an in vivo transfection assay, figure 10.37. Genetic identification of genes encoding transcription factors. In yeast, genes encoding transcription factors were first identified through classical genetic analysis. For example, one of the yeast genes required for growth on galactose called Gal4. Incubation of wild-type yeast cells in galactose media results in more than a 1,000-fold increase in the concentration of mRNAs encoding the enzymes catalyzing galactose metabolism. This activation of mRNA expression is not observed in Gal4 mutants. In Escherichia, wild-type genes are designated with capital letters in italics, and recessive mutant alleles of the gene are indicated with lowercase letters in italics. The encoded protein is designated by the name of the gene in Roman type, with the first letter capitalized, e.g., Gal4. Directed mutagenesis studies, like those described previously, identified UASs for the in-use genes. Each of these UASs was found to contain one or more copies of a related 17BP sequence called UASCL. When a copy of UASCL was cloned upstream of a TATA box followed by a LACZ reporter gene, expression of LACZ was activated in galactose media and wild-type cells, but not in Gal4 mutants. This indicated that UASCL is a transcription control element activated by the Gal4 protein in galactose media. The Gal4 gene was isolated by complementation of a Gal4 mutant with a library of wild-type yeast DNA, section 8.2. By use of recombinant DNA techniques, the Gal4 protein was expressed in E. coli and found to bind to UASCL. Thus, the Gal4 protein binds to UASCL sequences and activates transcription from a nearby promoter when cells are placed in galactose media. Classical genetic studies in a number of other organisms, including Drosophila, the nematode C. elegans, and higher plants, have uncovered several genes encoding transcription factors. For example, many mutations that interfere with normal Drosophila development have been identified. One of these inactivates the ultrabithoric sulx gene, causing an extra pair of wings to develop from the third thoracic segment, see figure 8-8b. The protein encoded by wild-type UBX has been shown to function as a transcription factor. The remarkable change in phenotype observed in UBX mutants indicates that UBX protein influences transcription of a large number of Drosophila genes. Transcription activators are modular proteins composed of distinct functional domains. A remarkable set of experiments with a YeeSCAL4 protein demonstrated that this transcription factor is composed of separable functional domains, a DNA binding domain, which interacts with specific DNA sequences, and an activation domain, which interacts with other proteins, to stimulate transcription from a nearby promoter. In these experiments, a series of GAL4 deletion mutants were tested for their ability to activate transcription of a reporter gene LACZ linked to YeeSCAL figure 1038 in an in vivo assay, like that depicted in figure 1037. Transcription activation was measured in cells lacking the GAL4 gene, so that wild-type GAL4 protein would not interfere with the analysis. Binding of the mutant GAL4 proteins to the YeeSCAL sequence also was assayed. The results of these experiments, outlined in figure 1038b, demonstrate that GAL4 contains a N-terminal 74 amino acid DNA binding domain, and a C-terminal activation domain. When the N-terminal DNA binding domain of GAL4 was fused directly to various C-terminal fragments, the resulting truncated proteins retained the ability to stimulate expression of the reporter gene. Thus, the internal portion of the protein is not required for functioning of GAL4 as a transcription factor. Similar experiments with a yeast transcription factor GCN4, which regulates genes required for synthesis of many amino acids, indicated that it contains an 60A DNA binding domain at its C-terminus, and an 20AA activation domain, near the middle of its sequence. Further evidence for the existence of distinct activation domains in GAL4 and GCN4 came from experiments in which their activation domains were fused to a DNA binding domain from an entirely unrelated E. coli repressor. Introduction of a reporter gene construct containing the cognate site for the E. coli repressor upstream from a TATA box and LACZ, and an expression vector for the repressor DNA binding domain fused to the coding sequence for either the GAL4 or GCN4 activation domain, led to expression of the reporter gene in yeast cells. In this case, a fusion protein consisting of the DNA binding domain from one transcription factor and the activation domain from a different factor was expressed in vivo and activated transcription. Thus, entirely novel transcription factors composed of prokaryotic and eukaryotic elements can be constructed. Studies such as these have now been carried out with many eukaryotic transcription factors. Activation domains in mammalian transcription factors are frequently assayed by fusing them to the GAL4 DNA binding domain, since mammalian cells do not contain an endogenous transcription factor that binds to the YeeSCAL sequence. The structural model of eukaryotic activators that has emerged from these studies is a modular one in which one or more activation domains is connected to a sequence-specific DNA binding domain through relatively flexible protein domains, figure 1039. In some cases, amino acids included in the DNA binding domain also contribute to transcriptional activation. As discussed in a later section, activation domains are thought to function through protein-protein interactions with transcription factors bound at the promoter. The flexible protein domains and activators, which connect the DNA binding domains to activation domains, may explain why alterations in the spacing between control elements is so well tolerated in eukaryotic control regions. When the DNA binding domains of neighboring transcription factors are shifted in their relative positions on the DNA, their activation domains may still be able to interact because they are attached to their DNA binding domains through flexible protein regions. GNA binding domains can be classified into numerous structural types. Karyotic transcription factors contain a variety of structural motifs that interact with specific DNA sequences. As with most bacterial activator and repressors, the helices in the DNA binding domain of eukaryotic transcription factors are oriented so that they lie in the major groove of DNA, where protein atoms make specific hydrogen bonds and van der Waals interactions with atoms in the DNA. Interactions with sugar phosphate backbone atoms, and, in some cases, with atoms in the DNA minor groove also contribute to binding. X-ray crystallographic analyses of complexes between specific protein binding sites in DNA and isolated transcription factor DNA binding domains have revealed a number of structural motifs that can present an helix to the major groove. Transcription factors often are classified according to the type of DNA binding domain they contain. Most of the structural classes of DNA binding domains have characteristic consensus amino acid sequences. Consequently, newly characterized transcription factors frequently can be classified once the corresponding genes or cDNAs are cloned and sequenced. Several common classes of DNA binding domains whose three-dimensional structures have been determined are described and illustrated here. Many additional classes are recognized, and new classes are still being characterized. The genomes of higher eukaryotes may encode dozens of classes of DNA binding domains, and literally hundreds of transcription factors. Homeodomain proteins. The structure of the DNA binding domain from the Drosophila and Grail protein is depicted in Figure 1040. Transcription factors with this type of DNA binding domain are called homeodomain proteins, a name derived from a group of Drosophila genes, in which the conserved sequence encoding this structural motif was first noted. Mutations in these genes, called homeotic genes, result in the transformation of one body part into another during development, section 14.3. Two of the most studied of these genes are designated Antennapedia AMP and Ultrabithyrix UX. The proteins encoded by these genes share a highly conserved 60AA region. This same conserved region was subsequently identified in the proteins encoded by other homeotic genes. Because the conserved DNA sequence encoding this region was often diagrammed in a box, when sequences from different genes were compared, it came to be known as the homeo box. The conserved sequence has also been found in vertebrate genes, including human genes, that have similar master control functions in development. Zinc finger proteins. A number of different proteins have regions that fold around a central Z in 2 plus ion, producing a compact domain from a relatively short length of the polypeptide chain. Termed a zinc finger, this structural motif was first recognized in DNA binding domains, but now is known to occur in proteins that do not bind to DNA. We describe three of the several classes of zinc finger motifs that have been identified. The interaction between DNA and a transcription factor containing 5C2H2 zinc finger domains is shown in Figure 1041A. Each C2H2 finger has the consensus sequence tyr/PHEX(Kis(X)24)Kis(X)3PHE/tyr(X)5(Lu(X)2)His(X)34)His, where X is an amino acid. The sequence binds 1ZN2 plus ion through the 2-cysteine C and 2-histidine H side chains. The name zinc finger was coined because a two-dimensional diagram of the structure resembles a finger, see Figure 39C. When the three-dimensional structure was solved, it became clear that the binding of the ZN2 plus ion by the 2-cysteine and 2-histidine residues folds the relatively short polypeptide sequence into a compact domain, which can insert its helix into the major groove of DNA. The C2H2 zinc finger is one of the most common DNA binding motifs in eukaryotic transcription factors. More than 1,000 of these consensus sequences are in the current protein sequence database. The repeating units in these proteins can interact with successive groups of base pairs, primarily within the major groove, as the protein wraps around the DNA double helix. A second type of zinc finger structure, designated the C4 zinc finger, is found in more than 100 transcription factors. The first members of this class were identified as specific intracellular high-affinity binding proteins, or receptors, for steroid hormones, leading to the name steroid receptor superfamily. because similar intracellular receptors for non-steroid hormones subsequently were found, these transcription factors are now commonly called nuclear receptors. The DNA binding domain of these proteins has the consensus sequence Cas2, Cas13, Cas2, Cas14, 15, Cas5, Cas9, Cas2, Cas. The two groups of four critical cysteines in this region each binds a Zn2 plus ion. Although the C4 zinc finger motif initially was named by analogy with the C2H2 zinc finger motif, the three-dimensional structures of these DNA binding domains later were found to be quite distinct. A particularly important difference between the two is that C2H2 zinc finger proteins generally contain three or more repeating finger units and bind as monomers, whereas C4 zinc finger proteins generally contain only two finger units and bind to DNA as homodimers or heterodimers. Like bacterial homodimeric helix-turn-helix DNA binding domains, homodimers of C4 DNA binding domains have two-fold rotational symmetry figure 1041b. Consequently, homodimeric nuclear receptors bind to consensus DNA sequences that are inverted repeats, another similarity with bacterial systems. Heterodimeric nuclear receptors do not exhibit rotational symmetry. In these proteins, one C4 monomer is inverted relative to the lower monomer in figure 1041b. The DNA binding domain in the yeast Gal4 protein exhibits a third type of zinc finger motif, known as the C6 zinc finger. Proteins of this class have the consensus sequence Cas2, Cas6, Cas5, 6, Cas2, Cas6, Cas. The six cysteines bind two Zn2 plus ions, folding the region into a compact globular domain figure 1042. The Gal4 protein binds DNA as a homodimer in which the monomers associate through hydrophobic interactions along one face of their helical regions. This type of interaction between the helices to form a coiled coil also occurs in dimeric leucine zipper proteins and is discussed in more detail below. Winged helix forkhead proteins. The DNA binding domains in histone H5 and several transcription factors that function during early development of Drosophila and mammals have the winged helix motif, also called the forkhead motif. Like C2H2 zinc finger proteins, winged helix proteins generally bind to DNA as monomers. Leucine zipper proteins. Another structural motif present in a large class of transcription factors is exemplified by the DNA binding domain of yeast GCN4. The first transcription factors recognized in this class contain the hydrophobic amino acid leucine at every seventh position in the C-terminal portion of their DNA binding domains. These proteins bind to DNA as dimers, and mutagenesis of the leucine showed that they were required for dimerization. Consequently, the name leucine zipper was coined to denote this structural motif. X-ray crystallographic analysis of complexes between DNA and the GCN4 DNA binding domain has shown that the dimeric protein contains two extended helices that grip the DNA molecule, much like a pair of scissors, at two adjacent major grooves separated by about half a turn of the double helix figure 1043. The portions of the helices contacting the DNA include basic residues that interact with phosphates in the DNA backbone, and additional residues that interact with specific bases in the major groove. GCN4 forms dimers via hydrophobic interactions between the C-terminal regions of the helices, forming a coiled coil structure. This structure is common in proteins containing amphipathic helices in which hydrophobic amino acid residues are regularly spaced alternately 3 or 4 positions apart in the sequence. As a result of this characteristic spacing, the hydrophobic side chains form a stripe down one side of the helix. These hydrophobic stripes make up the interacting surfaces between the helical monomers in a coiled coil dimer, see figure 39a. As noted above, the first transcription factors in this class to be analyzed contained leucine residues at every seventh position in the dimerization region, and thus were named leucine zipper proteins. However, additional DNA binding proteins containing other hydrophobic amino acids in these positions subsequently were identified. Like leucine's IPA proteins, they form dimers containing a C-terminal coiled-coil dimerization region and N-terminal DNA binding domain. The term basic ZipRBZIP now is frequently used to refer to all proteins with these common structural features. Many basic zipper transcription factors are heterodimers of two different polypeptide chains, each containing one basic zipper domain. Helix loop helix proteins. The DNA binding domain of another class of dimeric transcription factors contains a structural motif very similar to the basic zipper motif, except that a non-helical loop of the polypeptide chain separates to a helical regions, in each monomer figure 1044. Termed a helix loop helix HLH, this motif was predicted from the amino acid sequences of these proteins, which contain an N-terminal helix with basic residues that interact with DNA, a middle loop region, and a C-terminal region with hydrophobic amino acid space at intervals characteristic of an amphipathic helix. Because of the basic amino acids characteristic of this motif, transcription factors containing it sometimes are referred to as basic helix loop helix BHLH proteins. As with basic zipper proteins, different helix loop helix proteins can form heterodimers. Heterodimeric transcription factors increase gene control options. Three types of DNA binding proteins discussed in the previous section can form heterodimers: C4 zinc finger proteins, basic zipper proteins, and helix loop helix proteins. Other classes of transcription factors, whose structures are not specifically considered here, also form heterodimeric proteins. In some heterodimeric transcription factors, each monomer has a DNA binding domain with equivalent sequence specificity. In these proteins, the formation of heterodimers does not influence DNA binding specificity, but rather allows the activation domains associated with each monomer to be brought together in a single transcription factor. However, if the monomers have different DNA binding specificity, the formation of heterodimers increases the number of potential DNA sequences that a family of factors can bind, as illustrated in Figure 1045a. In addition, there are examples of inhibitory basic zipper and helix loop helix proteins that block DNA binding when they dimerize with a partner polypeptide normally capable of binding DNA. When these inhibitory factors are expressed, they repress transcriptional activation by the factors with which they interact. Figure 1045b. The rules governing the interactions of members of a transcription factor class are complex. This combinatorial complexity expands both the number of DNA sites from which these factors can activate transcription and the ways in which they can be regulated. This is not possible for transcription factors that bind only as monomers or homodimers. Activation domains exhibit considerable structural diversity. An activation domain is a polypeptide sequence that activates transcription when it is fused to a DNA binding domain. For example, a large number of diverse peptide sequences can activate transcription in eukaryotic cells from a promoter with upstream UASCL binding sites for the Gal4 DNA binding domain. In one experiment, random fragments of E. coli DNA were ligated to the portion of the Gal4 gene encoding the DNA binding domain of Gal4. Remarkably, 1% of all the resulting fusion proteins, composed of the Gal4 DNA binding domain, and random segments of E. coli proteins activated transcription from promoters with an upstream UASCL in yeast and mammalian cells. This finding demonstrated that a diverse group of amino acid sequences can function as activation domains, even though they evolved to perform other functions. The actual mechanism of transcription activation is considered in a later section. Although numerous diverse amino acid sequences can function as activation domains, many activation domains have an unusually high percentage of particular amino acids. Gal4, GCN4, and most other yeast transcription factors have activation domains that are rich in acidic amino acids aspartic and glutamic acids. These so-called acidic activation domains generally are capable of stimulating transcription in nearly all types of eukaryotic cells, fungal, animal, and plant cells. activation domains from some Drosophila, and mammalian transcription factors are glutamine-rich, and some are proline-rich, still others are rich in the closely related amino acid serine and threonine, both of which have hydroxyl groups. However, some strong activation domains are not particularly rich in any specific amino acid. Recent biophysical studies on model acidic activation domains show that they exist as unstructured, random coil regions of polypeptide until they interact with the coactivator protein. This interaction induces the activation domain to fold into an amphipathic helix that contacts a complementary surface of the coactivator protein. For instance, NMR spectra of the isolated activation domain in the mammalian CEREB-CAMP response element binding protein show that it is an unstructured random coil. In response to elevated levels of CAMP, protein kinase A phosphorylates a specific serine residue in the CEREB activation domain, allowing it to interact with a specific region in its coactivator CBP-CEREB binding protein. In the three-dimensional structure of the complex between these two proteins, two helices at right angles to each other in the CEREB activation domain wrap around the interacting domain of CBP figure 1046. In contrast to the relatively short, random coil acidic activation domains, some activation domains are larger and more structured. For example, the ligand-binding domains of some nuclear receptors function as activation domains when they bind their specific ligand. Binding of ligand is thought to induce a large conformational change that allows the ligand-binding domain with bound hormone to interact with other proteins figure 1047. Multiprotein complexes form on enhancers. Enhancers generally range in length from about 50 to 200 base pairs and include binding sites for several transcription factors. The multiple transcription factors that bind to a single enhancer are thought to interact. Analysis of the enhancer that regulates expression of the interferon, an important protein in defense against viral infections in humans, provides a good example of such transcription factor interactions. Four control elements have been identified in this 70BP enhancer by analysis of linker scanning mutations. Cognate proteins that bind to each of these four sites were identified by techniques described earlier. Once the cDNAs encoding these proteins were isolated, they were shown to activate transcription from the B interferon enhancer in transfection experiments, see figure 1037. Subsequent studies showed that these transcription factors bind to the B interferon enhancer simultaneously. In the presence of a small, abundant protein associated with chromatin called HMGI, binding of the transcription factors is highly cooperative, similar to the binding of E. coli cap protein and RNA polymerase to neighboring sites in the lec operon, see figure 1017. This cooperative binding produces a multiprotein complex on the enhancer DNA figure 1048. The term enhancem has been coined to describe such large nucleoprotein complexes that assemble from transcription factors as they bind cooperatively to their multiple binding sites in an enhancer. HMGI binds to the minor groove of DNA regardless of the sequence and, as a result, bends the DNA molecule sharply. The bending of the enhancer DNA permits the transcription factors to interact properly. The relatively weak interactions between the bound proteins are enhanced because the transcription factors are bound to neighboring sites, keeping the proteins at very high relative concentration. In studies with the enhancer from the T-cell receptor gene, also important to the immune response, enhancem assembly likewise was found to depend on a protein different from HMGI that interacts with the minor groove of DNA and introduces a bend. Such DNA-bending proteins have been referred to as architectural proteins because they are required to build these nucleoprotein complexes. Many repressors are the functional converse of activators. Genetic and biochemical studies have shown that eukaryotic transcription is regulated by repressor proteins as well as the more common activator proteins. For example, geneticists have identified mutations in yeast that result in constitutive expression of certain genes, indicating that these genes normally are regulated by a repressor. In another approach, repressor binding sites were identified in systematic mutational analyses of eukaryotic transcription control regions similar to the experiments depicted in Figure 1032. While mutation of an activator binding site leads to decreased expression of the linked reporter gene, mutation of a repressor binding site leads to increased expression of a reporter gene. Repressor proteins that bind such sites have been purified and characterized using sequence-specific DNA affinity chromatography, as for activator proteins see Figure 1035. The absence of appropriate repressor activity can have devastating consequences. For instance, the protein encoded by the Wilms tumor WT1 gene is a repressor that is expressed preferentially in the developing kidney. Children who inherit mutations in both the maternal and paternal WT1 genes, so that they produce no functional WT1 protein, invariably develop kidney tumors early in life. The WT1 protein, which has a C2H2 zinc finger DNA binding domain, binds to the control region of the gene encoding a transcription activator called EGR1 figure 1049. This gene, like many other eukaryotic genes, is subject to both repression and activation. Binding of WT1 represses transcription of the GR1 gene, without inhibiting binding of the two activators that normally stimulate expression of this gene. Eukaryotic transcription repressors, like WT1, appear to be the functional converse of activators. They can inhibit transcription from a gene they do not normally regulate when their cognate binding sites are placed within a few hundred base pairs of the gene's start site. The various mechanisms whereby repressor proteins exert their effects are described later. Like activators, many eukaryotic repressors have two functional domains, a DNA binding domain and a repression domain. As is true for activation domains, a variety of amino acid sequences can function as repression domains. Many of these are relatively short 20 amino acids and contain high proportions of hydrophobic residues. Other repression domains contain a high proportion of basic residues. In some cases, repression domains are larger, well-structured protein domains. For example, in the absence of ligand, the rectroligand binding domain functions as a repression domain, see Figure 1047a. When the same domain binds its cognate ligand, 9-cis retinoic acid, it is converted into an activation domain. As for activation domains, the diverse structures of repression domains is probably a reflection of several possible molecular mechanisms for regulating eukaryotic transcription. To begin to understand how activation and repression domains of eukaryotic transcription factors regulate gene expression, we must first discuss the complexities of transcription initiation by RNA polymerase I. Summary. Transcription factors, which stimulate or repress transcription, bind to promoter proximal elements and enhancers in eukaryotic DNA. Activators are generally modular proteins containing a single DNA binding domain, and one, or a few activation domains. The different domains frequently are linked through flexible polypeptide regions, see Figure 1039. This may allow activation domains in different activators to interact even when their DNA binding domains are bound to sites separated by tens of base pairs. Enhancers generally contain multiple clustered binding sites for transcription factors. Cooperative binding of multiple activators to nearby sites in an enhancer forms a multiprotein complex called an enhancome, see Figure 1048. Assembly of enhancers often requires small proteins that bind to the DNA minor groove and bend the DNA sharply, allowing proteins on either side of the bend to interact more readily. Most eukaryotic repressors also are modular proteins. Similar to activators, they usually contain a single DNA binding domain, one, or a few repression domains, and can control transcription when they are bound at sites hundreds to thousands of base pairs from a start site. DNA binding domains in eukaryotic transcription factors exhibit a variety of structures. Among the most common structural motifs are the homeodomain, basic zipper leucine zipper, helix loop helix, and several types of zinc finger. In general, one or more helices in a DNA-binding domain interact with a major groove in its cognate site. The ability of some transcription factors to form heterodimers increases the number of DNA sites from which these factors can control transcription and the ways they can be controlled. See Figure 1045. Although some activation and repression domains are rich in particular amino acids, these functional domains exhibit a variety of amino acid sequences and protein structures and different transcription factors. Navigation about this book 10. Regulation of transcription initiation 10.1. Bacterial gene control, the Jacob Monod model 10.2. Bacterial transcription initiation 10.3. Eukaryotic gene control, purposes, and general principles 10.4. Regulatory sequences in eukaryotic protein coding genes 10.5. Eukaryotic transcription activator and repressors 10.6. RNA polymerase transcription initiation complex 10.7. Molecular mechanisms of eukaryotic transcriptional control 10.8. Other transcription system perspectives for the future perspectives in the literature testing yourself on the concepts MCAT/GRE style questions references. Figures Figure 1035. Transcription factor purification. Figure 1036. In vitro transcription activation by. Figure 1037. In vivo assay for transcription. Figure 1038. Experimental demonstration of separate functional. Figure 1039. Schematic diagrams illustrating the modular. Figure 1040. Homeodomain from engrailed protein interacting. Figure 1041. Interaction of C2H2 and nuclear. Figure 1042. Trace diagram of interaction between. Figure 1043. Two views of the interaction. Figure 1044. Interaction of the helix-loop-helix domain. Figure 1045. Combinatorial possibilities due to formation. Figure 1046. Structure of the phosphorylated CREB. Figure 1047. Effect of ligand binding on. Figure 1048. Model of the enhancer that. Figure 1049. Diagram of the control region. Search. This book all books PubMed.